Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, November 5th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it a super Saturday?
It was a pretty super Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So, good.
Kind of really a typical Saturday. I mean, it wasn't outstanding in any way, but I got it done, so that made it a super Saturday for me.
Mm-hmm. I got it done, and faster by far than, well, not by far, but faster than Friday's.
Uh-huh.
So I was sort of pleased about that.
Uh-huh.
I was able to make progress everywhere in the grid.
Well, good.
I just didn't run into any serious externally or just self-imposed constraints.
Uh-huh.
I didn't make any huge mistakes, in other words.
Uh-huh. I had a little trouble in the upper right corner.
Mm.
8 across, the very top clue there, clog. At first, I thought it was, It was block. Mm. I started with block.
That's good.
and then I had dam up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I eventually got jam up, which was the correct answer. But that took a long time to figure out. And then another one, just 2 under that, 18 across, mad about, I put a door.
Right.
It eventually turned out to be big on.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I knew it was big on was because 8 down agreed. By the time I tried to figure that out, I had gotten the J of jam up. So I thought, oh, jived.
Yes.
So I put in jived, but then that meant that mad about was big on.
Right.
Like, big on. I wonder if that's some kind of slang. I don't know. But then I thought, oh, it could be jived.
Yes.
Agreed could be jived.
Yeah.
So that's how I eventually solved that corner.
Well, I knew 10 down, Marvel Comics character played multiple times in film by Ian McKellen.
Well, I did too.
Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
But I put that in there first, so that sort of meant, that sort of led me to jam up fairly quickly.
Uh-huh.
And I also knew 20 across, raise people's spirits, was hold a seance.
Yes, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, and actually pretty easy, I thought, for a Saturday, but very clever.
Uh-huh.
And so that helped me there as well. And then 9 down, part of a 45 across. So 45 across was great. Met for a few hours in the evening, And the answer was opera.
Right. Uh-huh.
And so that led to aria for 9 down. So I had an A and an M, and so I was able to get jam up fairly expeditiously.
Uh-huh.
13 across, famous game saving 1954 World Series play by Willie Mays, The Catch.
The Catch.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Hmm.
I did not. It's sort of vaguely familiar.
Uh-huh.
When I finally figure it out, I'm like, oh, yeah, they've talked about Willie Mays and The Catch. But see, that was before my time, 1954 World Series.
Right.
I was not following baseball. I wasn't even born.
So. But your time is now when there is YouTube. And I went to watch that play.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, I mean, he is running and he's back, he's facing away from, he sort of is running towards the ball, and so he's facing away from the diamond.
Uh-huh.
He catches it, you know, backwards, turns around, and throws it this enormous distance.
Wow.
It's just like, yes, it was pretty amazing.
Uh-huh.
The entire crowd, of course, just went berserk.
I'm sure.
And it was like, well, yeah, that definitely deserves the name of The Catch.
The Catch.
Mm-hmm. So, 1 across was sort of a surprise to me. Amanuensis. I always thought that meant just someone who was there to sort of help you. Like your amanuensis would sort of be your right hand person, because and manu is from hand. But it turns out it's scribes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was,
well, I mean, back like in ancient times, like in ancient Egypt,
mm-hmm.
the pharaoh would have a scribe,
right?
Or oftentimes, like in biblical times, a rabbi would have a scribe, you know, who was like a right-hand man and wrote down whatever they said.
So when you say right-hand, you mean R-I-G-H-T or W-R-I-T?
Well, I guess it could be both. R-I-G-H-T, but they were, you know, a person who did kind of serve as a right-hand man.
In that same area, five down, the beginning and end of all music, per Max Rieger. And I thought it was going to be Coda. Because
that's not a beginning or end.
Well, don't you get to the coda and then you start over?
No, you might start in the middle somewhere.
Okay. Anyways, it turned out to be...
start wherever the coda sign is.
It turned out to be Bach.
Yes.
That makes more sense.
Yes.
And then,
that was a great quote, I thought.
Yes.
Interesting. Beginning and end of all music.
Right.
I guess he never thought anyone could do anything better than Bach.
Apparently he hasn't heard of Lady Gaga, the beginning and end of all music. 16 across, nice place to read or watch TV was an easy chair. I wanted to amend that. Nice place to read or watch TV or submit a paper to a conference, because there's a software called Easy Chair that I use quite a lot. That I think it's because it's supposed to help the chair of the conference. Sort of.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love the kind of the main clue that went down the right now the middle, 14 down. Game where it always counts, and it was hide and go seek.
Yes.
I thought that was a great clue.
And it's game where it always counts.
Yeah. But I wasn't reading it like that to begin with, where it always counts. Game where it always counts. So I was thinking, What does that even mean? But then I realized it was capitalized. Where it always counts. And that is hide and go seek.
Boy, I didn't even notice the capitalization, but you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they use a sans serif font, so it's sort of harder to tell that it's... I mean, there's no dot there, but...
No.
Yeah.
But it kind of, you know, sort of illusion looks like a dot.
Sort of close to that. 23 down, shot only you can take, selfie.
Yes, I like that one too. Yeah, lots of great clues in this one.
27 down, peas or golf balls was hail.
Right.
That was sort of straightforward, I guess.
Yeah, it took me a while, but I eventually figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I was confused because 26 across, Blank Cherry, singer of the 1988 hit Buffalo Stance. And it was Nenya. Nenny. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but it was N-E-N-E-H. So I never heard of that.
You know, you lose that H, and it could be some sort of a Hawaiian bird,
well,
I believe.
Well, it could.
Sort of like, again, we're back to the moolah. Do you spell it with an H or not?
State bird of Hawaii.
48 down. A bad one is your fault. Serve.
Right.
That was great.
Yeah, that was too. Yeah, I like that.
And... The 17 down, Eminem track with the Guinness World Record for most words in a hit single, Rap God.
Yes.
And so I started listening to that, and it's just like, okay, I can see how it might have hit that record. So,
lots of words.
I can't imagine him having to remember that while singing on stage. Maybe they don't do that. Maybe they just have teleprompters everywhere. Did you know 58 across, traditional Polynesian beverage that numbs the mouth? Kava Kava?
No.
Or possibly Kava Kava.
I think it's Kava Kava.
Kava Kava, like Java?
Yeah. No, I did not know that.
I think if I knew that this drink was about to numb my mouth, I probably would not imbibe.
It
just seems like a bad idea.
The thing that saved me in that corner or helped it go quickly was 39 down. Average American, elusively. And the answer was Peorian. And
yes.
Having grown up near Peoria, Illinois, and always... hearing about how did it play in Peoria.
Yes.
I got that right away. I'm like, I know, it's a Peorian.
See, I didn't because, you know, I mean, I'm used to the phrase, does it play in Peoria? But Peorian is not something that I have seen very often. And that N ran into another interesting word, the White House vis-a-vis the executive branch of government, e.g. a metonym.
Yes.
So, like, I guess a couple of phrases that basically mean the same thing. 52 down, race winner's prize was a seat.
Yes.
It's like, oh, that kind of, you know, I was thinking, like, they get like the wreath or whatever it is they give at the Kentucky Derby,
uh-huh.
but different kind of race.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, A Good Crossword by John Westwig.
Yep.
So,
five star.
Yep.
Five squares.
Five squares on the Jam CR scale.
Definitely.
All right. It's Saturday, which means it's time for Jam Katwa. The Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
Yes.
Where we plunge back through the week, look at all the crosswords that were, and try and pick the one that we think is best.
Uh-huh. There were some great ones this week.
There were.
Today's, I thought, was quite good.
It was.
Uh-huh. And I enjoyed the Thursday one, where they had the
kick
in the pants.
Right.
The letters that if you put the letters in, you got the clue, and then the clue was answered in the puzzle.
Yes.
So that was a good one too. Mm-hmm.
But we've made a decision.
Yes.
And it is.
It is Sunday. Sunday, October 30th.
Yes.
So, why don't you talk about why Sunday's one?
I was not ready for...
Oh,
for
it was done by Addison Snell, which is I don't know that I remember that name.
I just wonder, considering the theme, if that's their real name.
Oh, that's a good thought there.
Because the theme... was, well, let's see, you want to talk about it?
No, I just turned it over to you.
You did just turn it over to me, uh-huh. And I'm desperately trying to turn it back to you.
Okay, well, the theme was all about Alan Turing and the Enigma machine that he developed during World War II to help decode the messages being sent by Germany. And it helped win the war, World War II. And so there were a number of clues in there about Alan Turing and the Enigma machine. But then in the middle, there were a number of words that were clues that led to various words, but they were all shaded. All the squares were shaded. And if you answered the puzzle correctly... if you did it online, it actually turned into a quote by Alan Turing. And along with the puzzle, you were given a coding scheme,
mm-hmm.
where A equaled R and B equaled I and so forth and so on. And so when you got done with the puzzle, you could go back and actually fill in the code yourself. But if you were doing it online, it filled it in for you automatically. And it turned out that the quote was, codes are a puzzle, a game just like any other game,
mm-hmm.
quoted by Alan Turing.
Yep.
So very clever. And I'm still marveling at how they figured out words that they could put in those parts of the puzzle. And then the code... that they could use that would work with all of those words to decipher into a quote by Alan Turing.
Yes, indeed.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was by Addison Snell.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Addison.
Yes, indeed. And as winner of the Jam Katwa Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award, mm-hmm. if you are so inclined... drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, with an address where we can send some lovely Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword swag.
Yes.
And we would be glad to do so.
Yes, we would.
You could join an elite group of uh-huh. people who are wearing that as we speak.
and yes, thank you for a great puzzle.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. That is it for today, then. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for helping make this one of the most popular crosswords, most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword to come out of Northeast Wisconsin. And we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow, aka Sunday's crossword, tomorrow.
Bye-bye.